RNC officially repudiates discredited Southern Poverty Law Center. By Alim Bokhari on August 24, 2020. The Republican National Committee, RNC, approved a resolution repudiating the disgraced Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, the purported anti-hate organization that has become a vehicle for smearing conservatives and critics of radical leftism. The resolution commits the RNC to officially refuting the legitimacy of the Southern Poverty Law Center to identify hate groups. The SPLC bills itself as an expert on hate groups, maintaining a hate map that tracks them around the country. However, the SPLC has repeatedly added mainstream conservative organizations to its list, smearing their reputation and allowing violent far-left criminals to locate and target them. The RNC resolution notes that the SPLC's smears puts conservative groups or voices at risk of attack. Conservatives and critics of progressivism that have been smeared by the SPLC include the Family Research Council, which is currently part of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, the Alliance Defending Freedom, White House speechwriter Stephen Miller, One American News reporter Jack Posobiec, moderate Muslim Majid Nawaz, and Islam critic Ayaan Hirsi Ali. Nawaz successfully sued the SPLC for falsely labeling him an anti-Muslim extremist in 2018, winning a $3.3 million settlement from the organization. In 2012, far-left radical Floyd Corkins used the SPLC's hate map to locate the offices of the Family Research Council. He proceeded to the FRC's offices with a loaded pistol and opened fire on the office's security staff before being stopped by an armed guard. He later told authorities that he planned to kill as many people as he could at the FRC, and explained that his crime was politically motivated. He had seen the FRC on the SPLC's list of anti-gay organizations. Court records submitted by the FBI confirmed that Corkins, a former far-left activist, had indeed checked the SPLC website prior to his attack. Corkins left and returned the next day, Friday, August 10, to pick up the pistol. The selection and surveillance of the FRC and other targets, consistent with his statement to the FBI. A subsequent search of Corkins's family computer revealed that on the afternoon of Sunday, August 12, Corkins used the computer to visit the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, as well as the websites for the FRC and the second organization on his handwritten list. Despite the fact that the SPLC has lost defamation lawsuits and has served as an inspiration for acts of domestic terror, major corporations continue to rely on it to identify hate groups and hate speech. In 2018, The Daily Caller revealed that Amazon, Google, Facebook, and Twitter all work with the discredited far-left organization. The full text of the RNC's resolution can be found here, and is copied below. Whereas, the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, is a far-left organization with an obvious bias. Whereas, the SPLC makes a practice of incorrectly labeling persons and organizations as hate groups. Whereas, the actions of the SPLC have served to mobilize persons to act in hate and violence towards those on its hate group list. Whereas, the Family Research Council suffered a violent attack due to its support of the traditional family, which the SPLC has deemed as hateful. Whereas, the Obama administration legitimized the SPLC and acted upon their request that the federal government formally identify individuals and organizations as hate groups. Whereas, the SPLC was further legitimized when the Obama-Biden administration gave them the ability to provide input to the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and whereas, legitimizing the SPLC puts conservative groups or voices at risk of attack. Therefore, be it resolved that the SPLC is a radical organization, and that the federal government should not view this organization as a legitimate foundation equipped to provide actionable information to DHS or any other government agency. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News, where he has published material from whistleblowers inside Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Bokhari's upcoming book, #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, is currently available for pre-order at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.